So why don't you just start off, and I know you're from Saskatoon, I think, maybe born and bred, but what's your start in golf? Like, do you play it often? Where do you play? Kind of, you must like it if you're going to Calgary to take this little clinic in.
We were raised on a farm around south of Battleford, so there was no golf in our early life, but Roxanne and I, when we went to university in Saskatoon, we decided that we should take some golf lessons. So I can't even remember, but that was 40 years ago, and we started taking some golf lessons at the, through the university. Loved it. We never really played that much, but we both met our partners who loved golf. And so we spent, before marriage and children, we would do golf trips all over the place, and really enjoyed it. And that I'm like 61 years old, so I can't believe that. I got married in my 30s and had a son, and so then the golf took a back seat,
Of
and
course,
we're both we were or are, I don't know, I'm retired, but professionals. We're both accountants. So had busy careers, and really the last 30 years probably haven't golfed too much. But I have some friends who are avid golfers and members of the Saskatoon Golf and Country Club.
Nice.
And so, they've been having me out every now and again and then forcing my hand. So this year I became a full member,
Nice.
and my game, sucks. And so, when you don't want to put yourself out there and go golf with strangers too much. So I was like, if I'm going to invest this much money in a membership, I need to invest some money in myself and my skills. So I just Googled women golf schools or women golf. Women golf schools, and Lisa's came up. And I wasn't looking for, just a one day or a lesson, or I wanted some intensive lessons, and we got it. So, my when I saw she had, I think she has four schools around Canada, and I thought, oh, gee, Kelowna would be nice. And then we thought, like, we can drive to Calgary. And we have an aunt there who's in her 90s, and it was like, hey, let's go visit Aunt Louise and let's go to a golf school. So we're both retired now, so we packed up our bags and drove to Calgary and just had a wonderful 3 days with Lisa and her team. Like, the instruction was top-notch. She was so much fun, and the guys that were also doing our lessons were great. It was definitely information overload, but we're pretty committed to trying to improve our game. So let's try and get out 3 times a week and hit the driving range, or I played 3 times last week, and it's some shots are getting better, but yeah, it's going to take some time and practice.
I was gonna say, I know it's short term. I think the camp was on a 22nd, 23rd, 24th type dates and whatnot, but have you noticed any improvements?
And the improvements I notice are really in confidence and knowing what I should be doing. In the sand, I know what I should be doing, and it's my stance. I know where the ball should be. I'm more confident in how I should be playing the shot. Now, actually making the shot is a different thing, but confidence is a big thing, and they, you know, they stress that, and not getting, you know, not being too hard on yourself. So it's damn frustrating when you know you should be doing better, and you know it's not a small investment, so that's the frustrating part. So yeah,
we all wish we could be as confident as Lisa.
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah, but it does take practice, and you know, like I said, my goal, I have a high handicap. My goal is to shoot under 100 on a consistent basis, and so that's what I'm aiming for.
Well, I can tell you, I have a handicap of 18 too, and I play a ton.
Oh, mine is higher than that, Clark.
That's okay. We're in the same boat.
Add 10 to that.
Another message I just wanted you to get out here, and one of the reasons I'm reaching out to you and Denise, or sorry, to you and Roxanne, is because, you guys got in a vehicle and went and played with strangers and put your skills in front, and that is not an easy thing to do for anybody. So, you know, and it sounds like you loved it. So maybe some ladies out there are missing out on something like this.
And you know, the people at the school, I would say most of them were our demographic, but there were definitely some younger gals there, and like neat stories, you know. And like you said, people from Philadelphia and New York, and like it was definitely a bit nerve-wracking at the start, but we met some really great ladies, and you know, frankly, if we head out to their neck of the woods, we'll call them and go for a round for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you get some phone numbers? Because there's got to be some beautiful courses out in New York. Yes. And of course Whistler, like, let's go.
Yes, so actually one of the way this school is structured, you know, there's 24 people, 24 students and 4 instructors. So, you know, groups of 6, you know, going, okay, you 6 are going full swing right now. You 6 are going to chipping. You're going pitching. And so we were in a smaller group of 6 and really, really connected with a few of those. And actually Whistler was the couple that we really, attached with. And so if we head out to Vernon, where they've got a place too, Vernon or Whistler or whatever, we'll give them a call. So it was really, different people were at different levels, and it was absolutely no issues or no concerns, and just really had a great experience, and you know, just came away with the key things we need to focus on for each type of shot. So with a booklet and your own personal comments in it, and it was really good.